Dear Mayor, hi, my name is Amanda Curl, and I'm 10 and a half years old. I was wondering if you are not busy. Could you please consider looking at my complaint? I am very concerned about the birds, because Saturday saw a bird that was poisoned under my car. It was so sad it made me sick. I thought maybe you could please tell a lot of people to stop poisoning the birds. Just think, maybe they'll start poisoning other animals like deer, rabbit, or bear. So please write back and tell me how it's going. Your friend, Amanda Curl.
The words of a child to a public official asking help to solve a problem. What Amanda in Phoenix, Arizona saw was a wild pigeon that had been poisoned. She knew what to do. Across the street lives a man who cares about how wild pigeons are treated. Cares so much that for the last 10 years, he's made it his full-time job to alert people about the mistreatment of the bird of peace.
You have to wonder when an impressionable young child sees a poisoned bird or a bird with an arrow through its chest, what does that do to that child? Basically, what the Urban Wildlife Society does is present the credible information to anyone who wants it. Hopefully, this will prevent these kind of abuses from happening out of ignorance, out of stupidity, and out of just plain carelessness. And that started a 13-year odyssey that doesn't look like it's ever going to end.
Dave Roth is a rare individual. In the last 50 years, the public attitudes about pigeons in the West have taken a dramatic turn for the worse. The problem is relatively simple to understand. The solutions are not.
Pigeons seem to bring out the best and the worst in people. One thing I've discovered is that there's a whole industry devoted to killing pigeons. And this is an industry that's based upon death, lies, and making a buck. They see pigeons as an endless source of income.
These descendants of the rock dove are victims of their own success. They live in a wide variety of climates. They adapt quickly to nesting in buildings that resemble the rocky cliffs of their ancestors. And they have few natural enemies, as hawks and falcon numbers have declined dramatically over the last half century.
Pigeons have grown in numbers, particularly over the last two or three decades, certainly in the Western world, with the proliferation of cheaper foods, fast food, etc. As a result, we have so-called or certainly perceived problems with pigeon occupancy. And those problems in the main are people problems, not pigeon problems.
An established population is almost impossible to eliminate. And whenever they find a ready source of food, survivors can quickly breed replacements for those that are killed. But in cities like London and Paris, flocks of feral pigeons have become quite large. For decades, people have enjoyed feeding these birds in the park. But several decades ago, public perceptions of pigeons began to change.
So often we hear pigeons referred to as rats with wings. This was something that Woody Allen coined in his movie Stardust Memories 22 years ago.
Public perception of the pigeon has done a nosedive in the last 50 years because of wonderful propaganda on the part of the pest control industry, which is a multi-million dollar industry worldwide, and has reduced our perception of the birds to being a disease carrier and nothing more.
Any animal that lives in large groups in an urban area can create problems for society. But there's a big difference between a messy creature and one perceived as a threat to public health. As bird populations increased, local governments began to take increasingly strong action. A calculated move by the multi-billion dollar pest control industry convinced public officials the birds represented a serious threat to public health.
You know, almost invariably, when checking with the local or state health departments, they report that nobody has ever gotten sick from a pigeon.
Cities in North America and Europe sent out hunters to shoot pigeons. Birds were trapped and killed. And in the United States, the idea of poisoning the birds became popular until the public saw the results of these methods. In the 1980s, the pigeon problem, as it was called, was on the mind of many governments, but nothing seemed to work. Shooting, trapping, even wholesale poisoning of flocks quickly reduced the numbers, but the surviving birds repopulated immediately. There seemed to be no solution to permanently reducing the number of feral pigeons. The pest control industry enjoyed a constant flow of business.
Now people are beginning to understand that we've been culling for decades, in fact hundreds of years, and yet we still have just as many, if not more, pigeons than we had before we started. So we need a different solution.
The ancient Swiss city of Ball was one of the towns wrestling with a growing pigeon population. Ball tried killing the birds off and put a marksman on the city payroll to regularly shoot the birds off rooftops. But, of course, the population never declined. In desperation, the city turned to a young scientist named Daniel Hogwalker Noggle. His mission was to study the problem and recommend a solution. What the young man discovered was that the answer was not in how to deal with the pigeons, it was how to